Walking on cars and ship goes down. Dermot and Dave on Today FM talking about the inverted commas heat wave and the weather warning we're getting. Tweet in from I Paint Ceramics. Anya says, some heat wave in Cavan, a sweltering 15 degrees and the humidity is falling from the sky. There's a picture of her dashboard, which is completely covered in rain. And then Michelle is on to us to say, it's been 52 degrees this week in Oman, but I'm on the way home now, lads. So hopefully by the time you get home, Michelle, it'll just be the L27 that we're being told it'll be.
Pat and Ennis thinks that we have a different kind of heat here that's harder to deal with. He says, okay, the closer you get to the equator, the warmer it gets, but yeah, the heat is completely different to what we get in Ireland when it's warm. I cannot function in above 20 degree heat in Ireland, but when I was on honeymoon in Thailand, I was fine in above 30 degree heat. Is there some scientific reason behind this?
No. No, there's not.
No, you were on your holidays.
Yeah, that's what I was supposed to...
In shorts and a t-shirt, and yeah, you were probably by the sea, and it was a nice cool breeze.
Knowing how Dave exaggerates, I bet it's not a front flip, says Ivor. Well, hang on. So I suppose I use the term front flip. What I mean is basically like go into a handstand and fall over and land on your feet.
Ah, here.
What?
Front flip. Like it's like a summer standing somersault, we were thinking.
No.
See, sure, anyone can do that. Every five-year-old in the garden was doing that.
We'll have a front flip off later on then and see if anyone can do it.
So big news in the acting world, yeah. And it's kind of weird that an actor would say I'm retiring. Usually they just sort of stop making movies. You know, it's not like I'm not going into the office anymore. Like he's loads of time off anyway. I'm talking about Daniel Day-Lewis, and he's announced his retirement.
Yeah, the quote in the Variety magazine from his team says Daniel Day-Lewis will no longer be working as an actor. He is immensely grateful to all his collaborators and audiences over the many years. This is a private decision, and neither he nor his representatives will make any further comment on this subject.
It's basically the press release version of your mother going, that's it, I won't hear another word about it.
it's a pride thing. Like he doesn't want to not be cast in roles, which is obviously, you know, can happen to an actor. He just wants to go, right, I've had enough now.
Just stop turning up for work, stop taking part.
No, but then people will just forget about you. This is like a, here is the end of my work. I don't know.
Bit unnecessary. He won 3 Oscars, one for My Left Foot, There Will Be Blood then in 2007, and then he won one for Lincoln in Steven Spielberg's one.
Yeah. Sure, look, here's a bit of the stuff he's been doing.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to Daniel Day-Lewis.
I think Malkai is a great painter. So...
You see? I agree with Christy.
The medal ain't won a football. And you was on the sidelines shouting instructions. Like, you could only see what I was doing. You couldn't even play football. And you could only see what I was doing wrong. I can never do anything good enough for you. And after the game, you came up to me and you said, Jerry, did you follow the ball? And I walked away from you. Do you remember now?
I want you to go out there. You, nobody else. None of your little minions. I want you to go out there. And I want you to punish the person who's responsible for murdering this poor little rabbit.
There you go, it's Daniel Day-Lewis who has announced his retirement. And movie reviewer Rory Cashin is on the phone to have a chat to us. Rory, how are you?
I'm not too bad, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
He's got some record for winning stuff. I mean, he's got the 3 Oscars. He was also nominated for an Oscar in The Name of the Father in Gangs in New York, 4 BAFTAs, 3 Screen Actor Guild Awards and 2 Golden Globes and probably a Partridge in a Pear Tree in there somewhere as well. Some career, isn't it?
Yeah, but like that's the thing. He is like just one of those actors who he can do. I think he did 5 films in the last 10 years. Like he can just do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. He just... Anytime you're like, oh, Daniel Day-Lewis is in this film, it's automatically, you're like, well, that's probably going to win an Oscar then. And every other actor can take that year off.
Well, why does he not want to do any more movies? Do we have any idea? I know the statement is pretty blanket, but...
Not as of yet, no. Like, he did a semi-retirement before I think he went to the one, like, 1996 and then came back out of it for Gangs in New York in 2002. But this one does sound very final, but the wording of it has me very interested. It's like, as an actor, which makes me think he might be hanging around he might be coming back, actually, as a director, even.
Or a producer.
The wording is very specific.
Yeah, didn't he retire before to become a cobbler in Italy?
That's exactly it. And in 96, he was like, I think I'm just going to take some time off. And he just disappeared off the face of the planet for like 6 years.
Like, is he sound or is he a bit weird?
I think it's probably a bit of both. Like, everyone who's ever worked with him has said, you know, he gets completely into the craft of acting. Like, he takes method acting to, like, the whole other level.
Yeah, because he stays in character, doesn't he, for the entire length of the movie.
Yeah, like, some of the stories you hear about him when he's filming sound a bit crazy. Like, when he was doing The Crucible, he kept on a top hat and cane and walked around modern-day New York in that outfit, like, for the whole 7 months they were filming.
Isn't there that famous story? Was it Dustin Hoffman or something was running around a track in a movie? And I'm going to get this totally wrong, and correct me on 53102.
It's one of those urban legends. Okay, so the actor's name seemed to change the whole time.
It was Laurence Olivier, or somebody said to him, he's like, why are you running? And he's like, oh, to get breathless for the scene. And he goes, my dear, have you never heard of acting? Like, why did Daniel Day-Lewis need to walk around in a cane and top hat to be on screen for 90 minutes? Like, get over yourself a little bit, no?
It works for him, though. Like, you just have to look at his track record. Like, it works for him.
Yeah.
It must be very annoying in the in the canteen at work when he's standing there in the top hat going, yeah. Can one have the salt? Oh, for goodness sake.
That is a rumour as well for My Left Foot, that the crew had to spoon feed him while he was in his wheelchair. He wouldn't feed himself, and he had to be rolled around the set.
Nice.
There was like a rumor that he later said was false, that he was in the chair for so long in such a position that he actually broke two of his ribs.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
that was yes. I remember him debunking that myth as well. Someone on the text line, Stefan, is suggesting that maybe he's just described himself as retiring, in that he's someone who's just a bit shy. Daniel Lewis is retiring. Yeah, it does say as an actor, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and the last film will be the one that's coming, Phantom Thread, Paul Thomas Anderson. What do we know about that movie?
Well, it's set in the 1950s, and it's to do with a partially fictional fashion designer who has been asked to create some fashion for the royal family, and he's back working with the director of There Will Be Blood, which was amazing, and he was amazing in it. So again, I'd say this next Oscar season, and especially now that he said that's like a shoe-in, though, isn't it? It's like a cheat.
Yeah.
He's almost definitely going to win the Oscar. Yeah. Now he's not coming back.
Yeah, his final straw. Yeah. I mean, I like to see him reinvent himself, not as a director, but like as a comedic actor, so that he could star in movies opposite, you know, the likes of Adam Sandler. Like, that would be funny.
See, that's the thing. He's such a method actor. He could have been Adam Sandler this whole time.
Yeah, it's all been a big career arc.
Yeah.
You never seen him on screen together. So,
Step Brothers 2, the third Step Brother. I think this is what's going to happen.
Or he joins Danny DeVito and Arnie for the twin sequel.
In triplets. Amazing. All right. Well, look, he's a fabulous actor. People are given out with the negativity about Daniel Lewis, have a bit of respect. I'm saying, like, there are stories of him being a bit weird off screen. On screen, yes, amazing. And we're absolutely massively proud of him.
And his record speaks for itself.
Yeah, totally.
But
totally.
Yeah, I mean, that's funny. You're saying we're really proud of him. So many people think that he's Irish, and he's not at all.
What?
No, he's not. He was born in England. And there's actually an interesting story as to how he became. He has like a dual citizenship, and he's lived in Ireland since 97, I think. But he was doing loads of films, and he was doing really, really well at the Oscars, and then he went back to do theatre work, and he went on stage to do Hamlet, and he was doing the scene where Hamlet sees the ghost of his dead dad.
Right.
And apparently on stage, in the middle of the play, like, packed house, Day-Lewis had a massive nervous breakdown and couldn't continue on with the play that night, and he said he'd seen the ghost of his own dad, and has never gone back to stage since then.
Right.
And apparently, it was like he felt it was the pressure of becoming too famous, and he had to leave London, and he moved, and has lived in Wicklow since then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I actually genuinely assumed he was Irish.
Everyone does.
People do. Should they name the Lewis after him?
Daniel Day. It's the greatest honour any Irishman could have bestowed upon him. You know, to mind the Purple Cross. You will name our public transport nickname after you. Rory, that's fascinating. Thanks for filling us in on that today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers. That's Rory Cashin there, movie reviewer, telling us about Daniel Day-Lewis and his decision to retire.
Some text on 53102. I always thought that Daniel Day-Lewis's right foot was the better actor, says Dennis. I bet he's just method acting for a role in a film about an actor retiring.
Big Ron says, Lasher, what's the big deal, retirement? He hasn't made a film in years. But that's what Rory was saying, is that he only needs to make a movie like, you know, 3 times in 10 years, and he's still the best actor around.
Lincoln was pretty recently, and he won an Oscar for that.
Yeah. And then in relation to the heat, we were talking about the temperatures in the soaring temperatures all around the world. Pat in Galway says, my sister and brother-in-law are going on holidays to Phoenix, Arizona in a few weeks for 3 weeks. They go most years, and they love the 100 plus Fahrenheit dry heat.
Oh, it's great. It's a dry heat, you see. That's the thing about it.
They're bringing bags of laundry over with them.
So the drying is unbelievable. You wouldn't believe what you get done.
We have that washed and hung out in Arizona. We're flying back to get it next year.
Right, here's Liam Gallagher, Wall of Glass. You can text us whatever you think on 53102. Whatever you want to say to us today, or email dermotanddave@todayfm.com. You would keep the secrets in ya.